welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 515. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Archers of Loaf. That one's brand new, or new enough, I guess. It's called Rally Days, and it is the A-side of a digital-only single that came out May 1st. The band put that out themselves. I got a feeling it probably wasn't meant to be digital-only. Probably was something that was going to celebrate their big reunion tour, and I know I had tickets for it here in Lawrence, Kansas, but that did not happen, and so much has not happened, and so much has happened. So it's got me down. Couldn't do a podcast last week. Just all the George Floyd and everything. It's too much. I'm having troubles, folks. I'll tell you that. But there's always music here. It's always going to keep us going. And Jeff Rosenstock has put out a quarantine album that is guaranteed to change your spirits. Let's see what it can do here. This song's called Fame.
Did you lose the magic? Did you make it tragic? Did you form a habit? Did you lie about it? Did you know the reasons, but ignore the reasons? Like the dopes believing that we kept the seasons. Well, lie up to watch it crash and burn.
Line up to watch it crash and burn.
The fame, the fame, the fame.
Line up to watch it crash and burn.
The fame, the fame, the fame.
Line up to watch it crash and burn. can't sing, I can't play, but I listen every day to your songs in my car, to the sound of your guitar. But a way would be great if you say it's not too late. Yeah, it might sound kinda lame, I'm just sick of every day being the same.
Please mate, can I join cheap?
I do feel a little bit better. That is the Kudas from Cape Town, South Africa, with the song Cheap Trick. That is on a 4-song EP that comes out June 30th on Snap Records, but it's out digitally now. I think it's just a compilation of two digital singles, but it's great that 7-inch is coming out because that is just fantastic power pop there. And before that, we heard from Jeff Rosenstock. The track is called Fame. It's on his new album, No Dream. It came out May 20th on Polyvinyl Records. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More music here from you, from a very prolific Darren Heyman. The song is called I Was Thinking About You.
I was thinking about you when I shouldn't have been thinking about you. I shouldn't have been thinking about you. I was thinking about you. I know that you're gone when you shouldn't have been gone. Oh, you shouldn't have been gone. Oh, you shouldn't have been gone. It's just a stupid feeling that you shouldn't. Forget, I found a brand new penny.
thinking, I swear I don't start every conversation this way. I've had a lot, I gotta figure out. Cause everybody talks until you've got something they want, and I am lacking in the part of me that's built to hold my tongue. They say life can make you better.
Veered a little pop there, didn't we? Now, that was Best X with the song Lemons. It's on the EP Good at Feeling Bad, which came out May 22nd on No Sleep Records. That is the project of Mariel Loveland from somewhere in New Jersey. That album is a little more pop than I expected. And a little more pop than the last album, and a lot more pop than her work as Candy Heart. So maybe she's moved on to something that just doesn't do as much for me. I don't know what you thought about that. Before that, we heard from High Waisted from New York City. The song is called Modern Love. It's on the album Sick of Saying Sorry. That came out May 22nd as well on Lean 2 Records. Saw that band live and really enjoyed them. They put on a great show. And that album there, it's pretty good. But again, Lean's a little pop for my taste. And then we started things off with Darren Heyman. The song is called I Was Thinking About You, and it's on his album Home Time, which came out on FICA Recordings, one of my very favorite labels, also on May 22nd. That one is a good album, and he just put out a fantastic 7-inch that I'll be playing on the podcast probably next week. And then I saw he just put out another album like last week as well that I picked up in the Bandcamp Big Friday Everything Goes to Bands schedule. So you can be hearing a lot of Darren Heyman. I'm a big fan, so hopefully you are too. Anyway, I guess I should wrap this up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 515. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Nothing new to tell you about on the website, nothing new on the concert calendar. I do see one venue in town is doing some shows, and I'm just not there yet. I don't feel comfortable going out. I just don't feel good, folks. That's how it is. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. I got one track left for you here, a local Kansas City band called Oxford Remedy. The song I play is called Again, and it's on the, I think it's a 5-song EP called For Those Who Know, Tell Me What I'm Supposed to Do, and they put that out themselves on May 1st. They were hoping to hold out until the whole kind of quarantine was over and shows happened again, and man, it's hard to put out your debut record when it's in conditions like this. It's just hard on everybody. I'm feeling it. Are you? Anyway, we're going to end it here. This is Oxford Remedy. The song is called Again. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.